This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Control of the U.S. Senate hung in the balance early Wednesday in the southern state of Georgia. Democrat Raphael Warnock is the projected winner of one of two Senate runoffs, but his opponent, Republican Kelly Loeffler, is not conceding. Meanwhile, the other race is too close to call. Georgia election officials say final results are expected by lunchtime Wednesday. Lawmakers from the U.S. Senate and House of Representatives are scheduled to meet Wednesday in a joint session of Congress to count and certify electoral votes based on the result of the November presidential election. President Donald Trump continues pushing his most loyal lieutenant to overturn the White House election results. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Vice President Pence will preside as a joint session of Congress meets to count the Electoral College votes and formalize Joe Biden's win. It's a largely ceremonial role. Open the electoral vote certificates from each state and later do what then Vice President Biden did 4 years ago.
Donald Trump of New York has received, for President of the United States, 304 votes.
Announced the winner, but the president's urging Pence to use power he doesn't actually have, pressuring him to undo the will of voters in some battleground states. The president tweeted this morning, "Do it, Mike. This is a time for extreme courage." It's actually up to the House and Senate to voice objections, and more than 100 Republicans are expected to, forcing votes in the two chambers that'll most certainly fail. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A British judge is set to decide Wednesday whether WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange will be released from the prison where he's been held for more than a year and a half as he fought extradition to the United States. Assange has been detained at London's high-security Belmarsh prison since April 2019 when he was arrested for skipping bail during a separate legal battle 7 years